വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഡിയർ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഐ എം സുജിത് കുമാർ മൊഹന്തി, എൻ അസിസ്റ്റന്റ് പ്രൊഫസർ ഇൻ ദ ഡിപ്പാർട്ട്മെന്റ് ഓഫ് ജേർണലിസം ആൻഡ് മാസ് കമ്മ്യൂണിക്കേഷൻ അറ്റ് സെൻട്രൽ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഓഫ് ഒറീസ. ഇൻ ദിസ് ലെക്ചർ വിൽ ബി ട്രൈങ് ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് അബൌട്ട് ദി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻസ് ഓഫ് ഡൂയിങ് റിസർച്ച് ഇൻ മാസ് മീഡിയ. When we hear the term mass media, many people ask two questions. What is mass media? And what do the researchers exactly investigate in mass media? So let us address these questions before getting into the specifics of mass media research. To simply define mass media, is any form of communication that simultaneously reaches a large number of people, including but not limited to radio, TV, newspapers, magazines, billboards, films, recordings, books, and of course the internet. But the question which follows next is, what are the things which the researchers try to investigate in mass media? Let me give you some examples. Now, you must be listening to the songs in radio and you must be having a very favorite radio station. The question which can be researched here is, what are the songs which a particular radio station plays at a certain slot? Let me give you another example. There are many programs which we are watching on television these days. But are all those programs successful? Well, I don't think so. Some programs are exceptionally doing well. Some programs do not succeed as they had been planned to do. The question which again can be investigated is, why did a certain program fail? Or what were the reasons for the audience not liking a certain kind of a program? You might be watching a film and you might be very interested in the characters and their portrayal. Well, this can also be a question for research. You are listening to Hindi film songs, but have you ever wondered that the lyrics of these film songs can also be understood and researched? So, when I say the topics which can be taken for research in mass media, it is simply unlimited. The number of topics which can be taken for research in mass media. And now, with the internet opening the doors for all of us, the list is simply endless. The second aspect which I want to talk about is, what is research? Let us try to have a basic understanding of what research is. Regardless of how the word research is used, it essentially means the same thing, an attempt to discover something. We all do this every day. Research can be very informal, with only a few or no specific plans or steps, or it can be formal, where a researcher follows highly defined and exacting procedures. The lack of exacting procedures in informal research does not mean the approach is incorrect. And the use of exacting procedures does not automatically make formal research correct. Both procedures can be good or bad. It just depends on how the research is conducted. The important thing for all researchers to understand is that they need to follow the correct methods. Let us now look at the development of mass media research. Mass media research has evolved in a definable step And similar patterns have been followed in each medium's need for research. To put it simply, there are four distinct phases of research in mass media. The first is the research of the medium itself. The second phase looks at the uses and users of the medium. The third phase looks at the effects of the particular medium. And the fourth phase looks at how that medium can be improved. In the phase one of the research, there is an interest in the medium itself. What is it? How does it work? What technology does it involve? How is it similar to or different from what we already have? What functions and services does it provide? And who will have access to the new medium? And last but not the least, what is going to be the cost of accessing that particular medium? Let me give you an example. Very recently in India, we have switched over from the 3G network to the 4G network. So when the 4G network was introduced, you all might have seen that there was a significant interest to convert from the 3G network to the 4G network. One of the questions which everyone had in their mind was, is it going to be expensive? And fortunately, we saw that it was not as expensive as it was thought out to be. So the medium of using 4G proved to be much more inexpensive than 3G. Technology enabled us to have access to a better medium with a much lesser price. In the second phase, research begins once the medium is developed. In this phase, specific information is accumulated about the uses and users of the medium. So here we are concentrating on what are the various uses of that medium and who specifically are the targeted users of that particular medium. So here what we are observing is that phase two mostly focuses on the uses and users of that particular medium. How do people use the medium in real life? Do they use it for information only, to save time, for entertainment, or for some other reason? Is it being used only by the children or by the adults as well? And what are the gratifications which we are getting from using that particular medium? Let me continue with my same example of 3G and 4G. When we had access to 3G network, we all knew that accessing data was expensive and mostly it was limited to 1 GB per month. With the advent of 4G technology in India, we saw that this concept undertook a revolution, which meant that at a much lesser price, we were having access to more internet. The question which emerges here is, how did we now start to use this availability of more data? Well, we started to make more video calls. We started accessing more and more content on websites such as YouTube. And last but not the least, we became more and more dependent on the telephone as a medium of entertainment. So now we are not watching television programs only on television, but the same television programs can also be seen on our mobile phones. So isn't it interesting for all of us to understand that how a certain medium can revolutionize the ways in which the users have access to it and what they do with that particular medium. The third phase looks at the effects of that particular medium. It basically includes investigations about the social, psychological and physical effects of the medium. How much time do people spend with that particular medium? Does it change people's perspectives about anything? What do the users of the medium want and expect to hear or see? And are there any harmful effects related to using that particular medium? In what way, if any, does the medium help the people? Can the medium be combined with other media or technology to make it more useful? So as you can see, the effects of using a certain medium are also important for a mass media researcher, which can throw light and help us understand interesting phenomena. The fourth phase of doing mass media research is conducted to determine how the medium can be improved, either in its use or through technological developments. Can the medium provide information or entertainment to more types of people? How can new technology be used to perfect or enhance the sight and sound of the medium? Is there a way to change the content to be more valuable or entertaining? Research is a never-ending process. In most instances, a research project is designed to answer one series of questions and produces a new set of questions which no one had ever thought of before. So as you can see, that research in mass media is not restricted to only one or two questions, but rather it is open to a new world. So dear learners, in this lecture, we looked at what is mass media research, and we also tried to understand the various phases involved in the process of doing media research.